Graymore Friars Monastery is located on Atonement Mountain, near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Graymore Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. You're invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you transcribed each week by the Graymore Friars, who offer this series with a prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help to awaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, Chapter 36, The Compact with Judas.
And I said to them, if it be good in your eyes, bring hither my wages, and if not, be quiet. And they weighed for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, cast it to the statuary, a handsome price, that I was prized at by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver, and I cast them into the house of the Lord, to the statue.
And after answering the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees within the temple, Jesus went into the outer court, and it was filled with people buying their sacrifices and putting their money offerings and their taxes into the boxes.
We shouldn't tarry here. Within, the priests are angry with the master.
Let him be, Andrew. See, he too is interested in the collections. Ah, did you see that offering?
Yes, Judas, I saw it. But I don't think the next will be so great. Look at the woman who comes now.
Not half a cent.
She searches for more, but...
Come to me.
Yes, Master.
Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all.
In what way, Master?
For all these out of their abundance have put in as gifts to God. But she, out of her want, has put in all that she had to live on.
Sir, we would see Jesus.
Who are these people?
I'll see.
Now others in the court had seen some men stop and talk to the disciples. And the people saw that they were Gentiles who could not enter the court of the temple, but had come nonetheless to the feast. And they crowded about, curious as to what they wanted of Jesus.
Master, there are some Gentiles. They are Greeks. They've come from afar, and they've heard the people tell about you, and they would like to see you.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen. Amen, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world keeps it unto life everlasting. If anyone serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall my servant be. If anyone serve me, my Father will honor him.
We ask but a moment.
Can you not see the master is very tired?
No, my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No. This is why I came to this hour.
Andrew, he seems to heed no one. Can he be in pain?
Father, glorify thy name.
I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again.
An angel has spoken to him.
No, it was but the thunder.
I heard a voice. It spoke to him.
Not for me did this voice come, but for you. Now is the judgment of the world. Now will the prince of the world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself.
Is it not written in Daniel, his power is an everlasting power that shall not be taken away, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed?
Aye, we hear from the law that the Christ abides forever. How canst thou say the Son of Man must be lifted up?
Who is this Son of Man?
Yet, a little while the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness may not overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
Now, though he had worked so many signs in their presence, they did not believe in him, that the words which the prophet Isaiah spoke might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? This is why they could not believe. Because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. Isaiah said these things when he saw his glory and spoke of him.
Master, we believe, but we are afraid. The Pharisees would put us out of the synagogues.
He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. I have come a light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. And if anyone hear my words and do not keep them, it is not I who judge him. For I have not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not accept my words has one to condemn him. The word that I have spoken will condemn him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but he who sent me, the Father, has given me commandment what I should say and what I should declare. And I know that his commandment is everlasting life. The things, therefore, that I speak as the Father has bidden me.
And now Jesus turned from the court and crossed the area toward the Golden Gate. And some of his disciples turned to look upon the magnificence of the temple, so brilliant in the rays of the dying sun. But one lingered at a sign from a Pharisee.
Judas.
What? Who is it?
Here, behind the column.
What do you want?
Would you like to continue our discussion of the other day?
Go. I should not be seen with you.
The chief priests would like to talk further. and they've offered a definite sum of money.
I must go and join the others.
There's a meeting at the house of Caiaphas. When you have the opportunity to slip away, why not join us?
I must go.
Will you come to the meeting?
I will think about it.
Look at the temple, the wonder and the beauty of it. See how the stones reflect the glory of the sun.
As for these things that you behold, the days will come in which there will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down.
Master, when are these things to happen?
What will be the sign when these things will begin to come to pass?
Take care not to be led astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not therefore go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.
But when? When shall we know?
Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places and pestilences and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven.
What of us, Master? We who have followed you so faithfully.
But before all these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness.
Oh, no.
Witness unto you, Master. We shall know what to say.
Resolve, therefore, in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense. For I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death.
Yes.
And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, and yet not a hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls.
But when? When are these things to be?
And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by an army, then know that her desolation is at hand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in her midst go out, and let those who are in the country not enter her. For these are days of vengeance, that all things that are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are with child or have infants at the breast in those days. For there will be great distress over the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and will be led away as captives to all nations. And Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the nations be fulfilled.
There can be no delay in this matter. The man must be taken quietly before the feast, not after. Should we wait until then, he'll slip away among the many pilgrims as he did before at Bethany. If we try to arrest him during the feast, there may be a riot. His friends would flock to him. Pilate is here with more troops than ever before. He waits but for an excuse to unleash his soldiers upon us. On the pretext of keeping order, he would seize the temple treasure, our persons, and our nation. Lest there be any faint-hearted among us, let me tell you this. If we are to survive as a people and as a nation, the death of Jesus is no longer expedient, it's sheer necessity. Abner.
Here, Caiaphas.
Did you talk with a certain man, as I requested?
Yes.
What did he say? Will he come?
Perhaps.
No more than that?
I gave the message. He said he would consider it.
In your opinion, will he come?
Yes, he will come.
Much depends on it. Can we be sure?
Yes, we can be sure.
On what do you base your answer?
He loves money. He is a Judean,
and bears a deep resentment against his leader and his companions. In addition, he's a practical man who, after listening to his master's promises for 3 years, is tired of waiting for their fulfillment. Yes, Caiaphas, Judas Iscariot will come to us.
But when will these things come to pass?
And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations bewildered by the roaring of the sea and waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up. Lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass.
Master, what must we do until these things be?
But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be overburdened with self-indulgence and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly as a snare. For come it will, upon all who dwell on the face of all the earth. Watch, then, praying at all times that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are to be, to stand before the Son of Man.
Master, we will heed these things.
Yes, Master, we will obey. But now I should go into town and gather provisions for the feast.
Yes, do, Judas. The time is short.
You know that after 2 days the Passover will be here, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified.
It's growing late, Abbot.
We must be patient, Caiaphas.
If he's coming, why does he delay?
He may have trouble in slipping away unnoticed. There are many reasons.
Should have named the amount we offered, not left it dangling.
No. Uncertainty is a better lure than a fixed. Once name the price and he would ask for more. But if we...
What was that?
What we're all waiting for. Come in.
Welcome, Judas.
I was delayed. The master wished to talk to us and he had a great deal to say.
Of what?
Predictions, mostly. About the fall of Jerusalem, the coming of the kingdom of God, and of his own death. Of that he spoke at the very last.
His last prediction will be the first to come true. Judas, are you prepared to let us know when he can be taken quietly?
Perhaps. But it may be difficult. The Galileans cling closely to him at all times.
But we understand there are times when he likes to be by himself, or with only you 12, and withdraws to a secluded place.
That sometimes happens.
Couldn't you send word to us when he is alone or with but a few at night?
If I so desired.
Judas, listen to me. You can render your nation and your priests a great service. At first sign of trouble, Pilate stands poised, is ready to strike us down. Above all things else, you are a Jew of Judea. Our people have always been free. Now we can understand that you may have a sense of duty or loyalty to those with whom you've associated these several years. But is not your first duty to your nation and to your religion, which is one and the same?
Let's not disguise the act you wish of me by lofty words and noble sentiments. I could give you motives for the act which would far transcend your plea of duty and national existence. Let us call it for what it seems, and deal accordingly.
Name it, then.
It is betrayal of a trust and confidence.
Judge yourself not so harshly, Judas. As a reasonable man, as a former administrator, Surely you can agree it is sometimes expedient that one man die rather than a nation perish?
Similar words on a grander scale I've heard these past 3 years.
And where have they gotten you, Judas?
Is it not obvious? They have in the end driven me here.
And for that we are glad, whatever your own reasons might be for coming.
Expedient. Ah, that's a useful word. Let it be charged with my coming. It has the ring of the marketplace where goods and services are bought and sold for money, Caiaphas.
I was about to mention it, Judas. We would not ask you to render service for nothing.
What are you willing to give me and I will deliver him to you?
Abner, the money.
Here it is ready.
How much?
We assign you 30 pieces of silver.
30 pieces of silver. The price of a slave.
In this amount we satisfy the law of Exodus.
Wherein if an ox gore and kill a slave, its owner must pay at once 30 shekels as damages.
We have no precedent with this case. The scribes have affirmed this amount as lawful.
24, 25, 26, 27. I accept, Caiaphas. 28, 29.
Judas, this service will not be forgotten. In the lore of our nation, you will be remembered as one who came forward at the proper time and delivered up him who was its enemy.
30. I beg of you, high priest, make no more of this than what it is, a betrayal. A compact made for a price agreed, payable in advance for services to be rendered. No need to place my name upon your honor scrolls.
Here, Judas. Your coin. Your hands tremble.
Betrayal is not an easy thing, no matter what the purpose. Whether I am right or wrong in this, there is no glory in it. Betrayal is a word that all men shun. And even in your faces now, I see the mingled scorn and gladness you turn upon me. I know the greatness of the service I have rendered you. But when the people gather to recite the deeds of valor, they will be told of heroes lost in wars and battles, not of Judas Iscariot, who slipped out of the night and sold a bit of information. For they will say, and say it rightly, if he loved Israel so, why did he do it for the money? So, Caiaphas, let the word expediency cover all that has taken place this night. Now, excuse me. I must go.
One moment, Judas. You'll not take the silver and forget the deed?
Be assured, high priest. If I cannot keep the bargain, I will return the money.
Forgive me if I seem suspicious, but how are you able to leave your companions for so long and come to us?
As treasurer, I leave them frequently to buy supplies.
They would have no inkling of this?
Hardly. They are a simple, trusting lot. If you were to go to them and tell them what happened here tonight, they would not believe you.
Just the same, you'd best get back to them. And remember, Judas, time is short.
I will send word to you at the earliest opportunity. Good night.
Well done.
Then you never doubt him?
No, it's as good as done. You heard him say he was driven here?
Yes, I wondered at it.
And how he violently rejected any praise of him?
That too I marked.
He would betray for nothing. Something more powerful than love of money drove him here.
What, Caiaphas?
Doubt. Doubt which can drive a man to madness and then to hate the one who causes doubt. It is our strongest weapon, Abner. For it is a neutral thing that balances play. And in an instant, friends of those who were this. Keep that in mind these next few days. Plant the seed of doubt where it grows among the people. Spread doubt, Abner, not belief. For it, like belief and faith, is a planted thing and not as simple as doubt. So spread doubt, Abner. In time it will grow. The root. Of disbelief.
And saying these words, the council of the Pharisees ended, and they all went to their homes. And the first day of the unleavened bread was near, and Jesus and his disciples began to prepare for the feast.
And I said to them, if it be good in your eyes, bring hither my wages, and if not, be quiet. And they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, cast it to the statuary, a handsome price that I was prized at by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver, and I cast them into the house of the Lord, to the statuary.